This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The life of a fitness fad tends to burn hot and fast. Think Jazzercise or the Thighmaster. But one workout craze that seems to be getting stronger with time is CrossFit. It's a variety of high-intensity weightlifting and calisthenics. One reason CrossFit has become so popular, there are now over 8,900 CrossFit gyms worldwide, is that it works. A number of studies on the workout have shown participants see considerable gains in their fitness. One recent study done by Ohio State University finds that CrossFit might push people too hard, leading to injuries. Now, the owner of the gym used in the study is suing the researchers, claiming that they lied about their findings. Here to talk about the case is Warren Cornwall, a journalist covering environmental science and outdoor recreation. His article, "Why is a CrossFit Gym Suing Scientists?" appeared in Outside Magazine Online. Warren, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So let's get to some of the specifics of the case. Mitch Potter, owner of the Fit Club in Columbus, Ohio, is suing researchers at OSU over the study that they did at the gym. Tell us more about the study and its findings.
Well, the study was really focused on whether people participating in a 10-week challenge at the gym, whether their fitness improved over those 10 weeks. So they tested the participants in the challenge before they began and then at the end. And what the study found was some notable improvements in people's fitness during those 10 weeks. Then in the final publication, they also said that they found that some people had essentially dropped out because of overuse or injuries.
So 9 of the 54 members went through the test, dropped out because of overuse or injuries. So Potter, the owner of the gym, denies the claims that people dropped out due to injury. What did he say were the reasons for clients not finishing the program?
He didn't go through every single one, but he essentially said that they had busy schedules, they didn't have time to go back for the second round of testing with the scientists. They just had, life was busy, and that they didn't make time to do it for a variety of reasons.
I'm actually reading directly from your article. He said that one participant was a wimp. One couldn't stick to the program because of a knee. One was too fat.
Yes.
So not an entirely sympathetic read of his customers. But I understand this is not the first study done on CrossFit that has found the exercise program to be somewhat dangerous.
Well, you know, there frankly is a shortage of studies that really nail down this question of are people getting hurt more frequently doing CrossFit than any other sports, or are there particular risks? I talked to a number of exercise physiologists who express some concern that people could get hurt doing CrossFit or CrossFit-style workouts, but there's not much in the way of, you know, detailed, strong, you know, scientific studies out there. But a lot of the concerns that I had heard weren't based specifically on studies of CrossFit. They were just based on what these exercise physiologists know about exercise and how they think exercise and training works.
Well, what distinguishes CrossFit? I mean, why might it be getting a rap for being prone to injuries?
It's very high intensity, and that it's high intensity on a lot of days, so every workout has a fair amount of intensity to it, and that you're doing some pretty complicated movements, like weightlifting movements, and a number of the workouts call for either doing as many as you can in a certain amount of time, like as many pull-ups in a minute as possible, or doing them as fast as you can. And when you start trying to do complicated weightlifting movements as fast as you can or until you're so tired you can't do them again, that's putting you at risk of injury because your form starts to deteriorate.
So on the other side here, Michael Smith, he's a graduate student who is working with Professor Stephen Dever. He is an exercise physiologist at Ohio State. Have they spoken about the lawsuit or the study?
They haven't spoken to me since the lawsuit was filed. They had spoken to me before that. So first they said that the study wasn't really about injuries, that the information about the injuries was really just one paragraph in a much bigger study that was about performance results from CrossFit. So they really felt like it was actually a good story about CrossFit. And then when they submitted the article to a journal, one of the people reviewing the article before publication came back to them and said, well, what happened to the people that didn't come for the second round of testing?
Mm-hmm.
And so then, according to Michael Smith, he went and had a conversation with Mitch Potter, and descriptions that Mitch offered were consistent with overuse or injuries.
We're speaking with Warren Cornwell. He's telling us about a case in Columbus, Ohio, where a grad student and an Ohio State University professor that conducted a study on CrossFit are being sued by the gym owner who didn't like the results. Apparently, the CrossFit community in general is known as being rather radical or rather diehard. And maybe this case, Warren, gives us a peek into a broader world of sports science and how companies respond when research reflects badly on them. Is this typical? Have we seen cases like this before?
I haven't heard any researchers say that we think you're defensive, so we're going to investigate what's going on. You know, Dr. Dever, when I did speak with him, had already been the target of a lot of criticism from people in the CrossFit community. And when I spoke with him, he basically said, I'm never going to do anything related to CrossFit again because I don't want to deal with this. But suing a scientific journal is kind of a different creature. And I literally couldn't find another case in the courts that looked like this.
Given that,
so pretty rare.
Given that, Warren, what do you think? How do you think this is going to shake out?
You know, a lot of it is going to come down to whether there's information supporting one person's side or another. I mean, the scientists are saying that they talked to the gym owner and that the gym owner, you know, as you read, sort of gave these disparaging descriptions of why people had dropped out. The gym owner says that conversation never happened. So, you know, maybe some kind of evidence will come to light that will, you know, support one side or the other. And then one attorney that I spoke with also said that it might come down to a question of whether the way the scientists collected their information constituted essentially scientific malpractice. So, you know, that's for the courts to decide.
More will be revealed. Warren, I want to thank you for your time.
Well, thank you.
Warren Cornwell is a journalist covering environmental science and outdoor recreation. His work has appeared in the New York Times and the Boston Globes, among other publications. But we found his article, Why is a CrossFit Gym Suing Scientists, on Outside Magazine online. You'll find a link to read it for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org. When Word of Mouth continues, the story of Anna Jarvis, who spent 10 years trying to establish the Mother's Day holiday and the rest of her life trying to end it. Stay with us for that story when Word of Mouth continues on NHPR.